This is a luxury keyboard. It looks cool, sounds cool, and even has a fancy knob. But you know what it also has?
Wait, that's really how much it's worth?
A luxury price tag. Howdy, hey, I'm Hippiotech, and I try things so you don't have to. But you know what's really interesting is that people keep buying these keyboards. So I'm here to ask one question, and it's, should you build a luxury keyboard in 2024? I mean, there's lots of different options out there on a budget, so why would you choose this? Well, there's actually a few very good reasons why you should and why you shouldn't, and I'll be getting into those in this video. And one of the first is that you can do your hair in the back of your keyboard. I mean, that's great. Now, in order to do that, we're not just going halfway. I've got a $645 keyboard build that I'm going to be building for you in order to show you true luxury. Now, if you're new to keyboards, you're probably incredibly confused. What's a luxury keyboard? What is this keyboard? And if you're experienced with keyboards, you're probably thinking, Hippio, there's more than just one keyboard out there. But don't worry, I'll explain everything.
Oh my gosh, Alfred, listen.
Now, first, I had to start with the luxury keyboard, and this box that was sent to me by Wuche Studios is just a plain cardboard box. You guys are serious? This is all you could put forward for a luxury keyboard build? I mean, okay, I guess I'll open it and see what happens. Okay, there's a box in a box. This is getting better, but I mean, still not that luxurious, guys. What's going on? Now, similar to Louis Vuitton or Hermes or some luxury brand, okay. I was gonna say, you hope to expect something fancier with your unboxing, and a metal briefcase inside of a...
There's a drawer, oh my god!
This actually really reminds me of a camera I just spent $6,000 on from Leica, because all of these keyboard parts are packaged in their own fancy individual boxes. Now, it's not a very good reason, but already we do have a reason why someone might be interested in a luxury keyboard, as the unboxing experience is part of the experience with the product. Now, if I didn't mention it already, I'll be looking at the Freya 68 Ultra. This is a group buy keyboard from Wuche Studios, and it did just start its group buy, so I'll have it linked down below, but what that means is that you have to wait quite a long time for it. And unfortunately, in the keyboard world, group buys, which are basically Kickstarters, are the main way that you get luxury or fancier custom keyboards. Now you're probably wondering, will this keyboard file my taxes? Will it restore my relationships? Well, you can buy a wireless upgrade and get two batteries. That'll help, right? It also comes with a cable and some screwdrivers and a bunch of other stuff that we'll be getting into soon, like these silica gel snacks. Yum yum. Now you're probably also wondering, how luxury is this keyboard that you're looking at today, Hippio? And it's definitely not the most luxurious, as keyboards can get incredibly fancy and incredibly expensive. But this is what I would consider the high end, as this keyboard starts at $320 US, and the specific version that I have here, well, that's 440. Now, this keyboard is estimated to ship in May, and usually I avoid group buys unless someone has a very proven track record, which Wuche Studios does. But if you're new to keyboards, you're still probably wondering why? And that's a couple of different reasons. Now, for quite the longest time, the keyboard market was primarily luxury stuff or really, really cheap stuff, and there wasn't really an in-between. Now that the in-between market has developed, the luxury stuff becomes a bit more interesting. As, I don't know, is this an in-between? Now the craftsmanship here is pretty incredible. This PVD silver weight, I put my fingerprints on it, it looks pretty great. Ignore the scratch on the right, that's my fault. You can even use the weight to check your beard, check your hair, or check your dwindling bank account balance. And speaking of money, it's actually the sales process that makes some of these custom keyboards more interesting, because there's a ton of different color weights you can choose from, different colored top plates, and it really gives you the option to make this your keyboard. It's a lot more personal. Now, the Freya definitely doesn't have the most options I've ever seen, but it is pretty good, and this knob is really nice. We'll talk about it more later. And let's talk about those extra boxes, because there's some important stuff here. Like this little slider that comes with the Freya Ultra, which is the more expensive version of the board that I have here. It can also be swapped out for just some keys if you want, but that's really gonna throw off your home row. At least it does for me. Anytime a board has a left macro, I can't use it. This board also has a very interesting dual plate option, but I am worried that it's gonna be a little bit rattly. because there's a lot of different combos you could do here. Now, I was sent the aluminum outer frame and the polycarbonate inner frame, and this is kind of going to allow for some flexibility, kind of like the flex cuts in this hot swap PCB, which we won't actually be using because I'm going to be using the non-flex cut version, which I'll look at later. There's also quite a respectable amount of foam so that you can mod this keyboard as you see fit. Now, the fun part about custom keyboards is that you can customize the sound and the feel to fit what you prefer. So I'll be talking about these foams in a little bit. But first, let's get started on the build, because odds are, if you buy a luxury keyboard, there's a very good chance that you have to build it yourself. And you're probably wondering, wait, if it's luxury, why don't I just have someone build it for me? And I mean, I guess you could have someone build it for you, but that kind of gets rid of some of the fun. Now, I have these stabilizers that came with the board, and they are factory lubed, which means that I probably don't need to lube them myself, and that's not going to come back and bite me whatsoever. I'm pretty sure these are the same stabilizers that I used in the Zoom 75, and it turned out really good in that, so I'm just going to screw them into my PCB and not think about it later for the rest of the build. Now, when you're building your own keyboard, you can choose from a million different types of switches. And originally, I was going to go with these jade switches that have a little metal bit at the bottom because I thought that was going to be cool. But then they were incredibly inconsistent, and I regretted everything. Now, maybe I'll be looking at these.